Good day and welcome to the Dr. Peggy Show. I am Dr. Peggy, your best-selling author, educator, spiritual life coach, speaker, and beauty consultant. I am a serial entrepreneur and creator of Kingdom of Pearls. My life began at the end of my comfort zone. I have a deep passion to help others reach that same freedom and realize the kingdom pearls that they are through the curriculum I created in my books, ebooks, seminars and workshops, and speaking engagements to share strategies and tips to help you support your spiritual immune system. SIS for short, spiritual immune system. So let's get started. I would like to share with you a small portion of my why. That is why I do what I do, why I chose to step outside of my comfort zone to dare share with that one person who needs to hear what I have been given by God to share. Because my life began when I developed the nerves and the audacity to step out of my comfort zone and remove myself from the shell of my creativity and captivity. I discovered the beautiful kingdom pearl that I truly am, and I want to help you make that same discovery. I promised the Lord that I would leave this earth empty and not full. So whatever he gave me, I am willing to share with others. You see, I'm a survivor of spiritual abuse, and I share from my personal experiences and my life stories to help others support their SIS in order to remain spiritually healthy and well in every aspect of their lives by sharing strategies and tips to support their spiritual immune system, to ensure that they are healthy, that they're well, that they're able to fight the good fight of faith or whatever the enemy sends their way. I do this from two strategic perspectives, and that is what I call P&C. P is preventive measures. I'm a strong believer in preventive measures. I am immensely concerned with preventing issues within our physical bodies and spiritual lives by taking great precautions and care in preparing and consuming the proper meals in our diets. And that includes, of course, physically drinking water, eating the word, living in the Holy Spirit, getting the proper and appropriate Sabbath rest, exercising our faith, taking spiritual supplements, and separating ourselves from sin and toxic people. Now, I said physical, but I meant spiritual when I just read that list. That's the spiritual list. And we know in the physical, to support our physical immune system, we need these same things. We must have water. We must eat a proper nutritious diet. And we must have air to breathe in order to survive. We must get our proper rest, physical rest. We must have physical exercise. And they've been telling us to take supplements during this time so that we don't catch the coronavirus, right? So we take supplements because we don't get all the nutrients that we need from our food. And, you know, we're told right now to distance ourselves, to separate ourselves from people so that we do not get something that we really don't want, which is the coronavirus. All right. So the C in the P&C is corrective measures. Okay. There are times when we simply cannot prevent things from happening. And when these unavoidable situations occur, we must resort to corrective measures to reverse the negative things or the negative effect that has occurred and its ongoing effects without resorting to consuming medications Two main reasons for corrective measures include, but they're not limited to, a negative mindset. Yes, we can have a negative mindset. That's number one. And number two is unwholesome habits. Yes, sometimes our habits are unwholesome and they're unhealthy for our body as well as for our spiritual body as well. Our spiritual person, I should say, or our spirit that lives within us. So in this situation, corrective measures include breaking and reversing the curse of our encounters and experiences that affect our mindsets by developing a kingdom mindset. Developing a kingdom mindset, that mindset that is going to make sure that the things that we consume are good for us and healthy for us. All right, so I want to share with you five strategies to support your SIS, your spiritual immune system, and I'm going to share one today. All right, I'm going to share one today. My objective in this is to use the DRESS model, D-R-E-S-S model, that's my acronym, and to protect our SIS. By identifying areas of weakness in the mindset and spiritual habits relative to our spiritual diet, rest, exercise, faith, supplements, and separation. So did you get that? DRESS is diet, rest, exercise, faith, supplements, and separation. All right. So looking at the spiritual immune system in light of the physical immune system, we see many things that are similar. The physical immune system is our body's natural defense system. And it does not reside in just one part of our body. It is a network of cells within our body, cells and molecules, tissues, organs, all working together to protect our body. Each element plays a key role in how the physical immune system works and functions. The physical immune system is crucial to preventing infections and diseases, including cancer and tumors, in our physical body. Yes, there are two branches of the immune system, the innate immune system and the adaptive immune system. Now, I learned some things about our immune system as I did this research that I truly did not know. But the innate immune system provides a general defense against common pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, or other disease-causing microorganisms, whereas the adaptive immune system targets specific threats, yes, and learns how to launch precise responses against viruses or bacteria within the body. The various components of the immune system work together to provide both types of protection. So, when the immune system is compromised, the result can be one or over two underactive immune system. An underactive immune system. So, during this time of the threat of the coronavirus, you know, we have been warned so many times that if we have compromised immune systems, we need to really make sure that we are quarantining ourselves and distancing ourselves from others, because if we contracted the virus, it could be deadly to us and our loved ones. So when I was studying this and I came across this about the natural immune system, our physical immune system, and it made perfect sense as it relates to our spiritual immune system as well. So overactive or underactive immune system, those are the two. When the immune system is compromised, these are the two results that we get. So overactivity of the immune system can take many forms: health, age, lifestyle, occupation, heredity, asthma, allergies, all of these come into play. So when the immune system is working properly, it works throughout our bodies to protect us from an invasion or an attack of a virus, a germ, or even cancer. However, when the physical immune system is compromised or not functioning properly, it may not recognize the invasion of an enemy and therefore not respond, which is what actually causes death. So additionally, the physical immune system can become confused and think that its host of the body part is the enemy and begin to attack our bodies, much like self-sabotage and self-destruction sometimes that we do ourselves to our own bodies and spiritual lives. The immune system supporters and strengtheners, there are several of these. And there are many things that we can do to strengthen our physical immune systems. However, I would like to draw your attention to one today, which is diet, the D in dress, proper nutrition, sleep and rest, or immune boosters could be your best option to boost your body's natural defense. And this is what we want to do. We want to do things that are natural for our body and for our spirit as well, so that we don't have to use things that are artificial, such as medications that may have an adverse reaction or effect in our bodies. So we want to do what is natural. The spiritual immune system, in this realm, it operates much like our physical immune system and has the same basic needs. However, one is physical and natural and the other is spiritual, and we need more of the spiritual. And you may say, well, why do we need more of the spiritual? Well, have you ever seen someone who contracted an illness or virus or disease, and they were not able to reverse that? They were not able to get better with medications and so forth. But when their faith was strong in the Lord, they had peace, they had joy, and they knew that even though this earthly body may be decaying and just, you know, withering away, that they would one day be with the Lord in the spirit. And also, we've seen cases and situations where when the spirit was strong and an individual spoke the word of God over themselves and over their lives, and they refused to receive the negative information, the negative reports, we have seen that they have been able to get well and to get better. We've seen that their faith and their belief have caused them to be healed. We've seen that when that spirit man is strong, that they are able to pray. They're able to pray and they're able to seek God for strength in the physical and also for healing. All right. So then we understand that we have two choices. We have two choices, and they're both in the spirit realm. But one is spiritual and one is carnal, and that is the word of God and the word of the devil. Yes, because the enemy is constantly speaking. He's constantly saying things. And I like to remind people that during this time of quarantine, we were quarantining our physical bodies. However, our spiritual enemy, the devil, did not go into quarantine. He did not go into quarantine. As a matter of fact, he kept doing exactly what he is called to do, interfering, sending distractions, causing us to fear, causing us to think, you know, that we were going to get the virus, we were going to lose our lives, causing us to be stressful over the fact that our entire lifestyle shifted and we ended up in a new reality. So We understand that, you know, we were given much advice about how to strengthen and boost our immune systems so that we would not get sick and we would not need to be physically stressed or have anxiety about what was actually happening in our world. None of us want to have COVID-19. None of us want to have the coronavirus. But you know, if you're like me, we've experienced the loss of loved ones, the loss of family members, the loss of friends during this time. We've seen many who have recovered in that process, but many did not. So we went through a lot. We had to deal with the lockdown, quarantine, self-quarantine, working from our homes, loss of jobs and businesses, and many had to homeschool their children. Yes. So we saw sickness, we saw death, and at-risk elderly family members, and compromised immune systems of those who were obese, who may have had diabetes, high blood pressure, kidney and heart disease, asthma and lung disease, and other physical illnesses that we needed to take extra precautionary measures. We were given all of these instructions to make sure that we were sanitizing our hands, washing our hands frequently, covering our coughs and our sneezes, wearing facial masks when we were in public places and sometimes in private places too. Avoid touching things when we were in public places, and distancing ourselves at least 6 feet from individuals, and that included some of our family members. Some people were quarantined alone. We could not visit our loved ones in the hospitals, and we could not go to the hospitals with those who became ill. So many of us avoided even going to the emergency room. We were doing things quite differently because we were trying to avoid being exposed to the coronavirus, right? So that list continues, that list goes on. And even though all of this started in March and here we are in September, we never thought we would endure it this long, but here we are. And we are hearing things that we need to do day by day. Some may be conflicting. However, we are doing the very best that we can to avoid contacting this virus, right? So a few more things that we were told as it relates to our diet. We were told to eat a proper diet, drink plenty of water to flush the virus out of our systems. We were told to get plenty of rest, to get exercise, to remain physically fit, to get outside, get some fresh air, get some sun. We were also told to take specific supplements and vitamins, probiotics, vitamin C, zinc, just to name a few. And we were also told to separate ourselves from family, friends, and individuals, large gatherings of people. We couldn't hug anyone anymore. We had to make sure that the members of our immediate family were also doing these things. And then to top it all off, that included assembling ourselves together and our places of worship. So for these past months, we have lived compliant lives, most of us anyway. We have listened and did what we were asked to do as it relates to making sure that our physical bodies are taken care of. Some of us have remained skeptical. Some have decided that they're not going to do these things because it is their right as an American not to do so. And so we have just been living our lives with so many things going on in us and around us at this time. But I want to let you know that although this virus is strong, this virus is not as powerful as our God. He is still in control, regardless of how we feel or how things may seem. and what the enemy is whispering to us. So it's during this process and during this time that we're hearing all these things, and I was thinking about the physical immune system and being under attack, that the Lord whispered to me and said, what about your spiritual immune system? What are you doing to make sure you're spiritually strong during this time and every single day of your life? All right. So as I said previously, our enemy did not self-quarantine. He did not go on lockdown, which means that he continued to work, and even more so because now he had most of us alone and distracted. So here comes fear, anxiety, distress, lonely for our friends and our family, our church family, lonely for our praise and our worship, the songs of Zion. Ooh, having to experience the death of loved ones and threat of our own health, and not being able to go to funerals as we once did, not being able to comfort our loved ones during the time when they had losses in their lives and in their families. So the virus of sin is also, out here causing fear. Negative thoughts and whispers from the devil, they have magnified, his voice has magnified and caused us to be in a place that is more dangerous than the outbreak of coronavirus. Many of God's children are suffering from a weakened, compromised, and spiritual immune systems, and some are even on life support. So today I want to share with you the first of five strategies to support your SIS, your spiritual immune system. And as I said, I'll be using the acronym TRESS. Because we are not all physical, we are multidimensional beings created in the image of God for his purpose and his glory. Let's talk about the spiritual immune system in light of what we have just learned. All right. The TRESS acronym. D is for diet. And I have two verses of scripture I would like to read to you. The first is Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16. And it reads, your words were found and I ate them. And your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by your name, O Lord, God of hosts. And Ezekiel chapter 3, verses 3 through 10. And I'm reading from the New King James Version of the scriptures. And the word of God reads, and he said to me, son of man, feed your belly and fill your stomach with the scroll that I give you. So I ate, and it was in my mouth like honey in sweetness. Moreover, he said to me, son of man, receive into your heart all my words that I speak to you and hear with your ears. I wrote this little quote based on another quote, and I won't use that quote. And I rewrote it, and it says, eat the word as your medicine. Otherwise, you will live spiritually dead. So, D is diet in our acronym, and strategy number one is a diet rich in the word provides nutrients for the spirit. A diet rich in the word provides nutrients for the spirit. So what does that mean? When we eat the word, we speak the word. Yes, I'll say that one more time. When we eat the word, we speak the word. When we consume the word, we meditate on the word. We become the word. And then we live the word because his word is hidden in our hearts. And we do not, we cannot, and we will not sin against God when we are full of the word. So the word of God brings joy in sorrow, rejoicing when we don't want to obey God because of the heartache we see ahead. His word brings rejoicing in spite of. His word, when we hide it in our heart and when we speak it, we speak words of affirmation that are positive, and we speak those words over our lives, and they become real when we speak them out of our mouths. And when we are full of the word, as David said, we will not sin against the Lord. We should approach the word with questions and not answers, seeking to be filled with God's nutrition from the word. We should approach the word with a mind to be proved wrong about our own thoughts, our own theologies, our own doctrines, our own beliefs, the things that we've been taught. We should approach with that type of mindset that I may be wrong, and if I am proven to be wrong, then I am going to change my diet. I'm going to change my diet, yes. We should approach the word with three advisors. I call these three advisors, all right? These three advisors are observation, interpretation, and application. Observation is, what does it say? Interpretation is, what does it mean? An application is, how can I apply this to my life, all right? And then I also like to think about approaching the word with six BFFs, yes, six best friends for life. And that is who, what, when, where, why, and how. Your six best friends. You're going to approach the word asking these questions, because remember now, this is your diet. Who is speaking here? What are they saying? When did they say it? Where were they when they said it? And why did they say it? All right, one more, number six. How can I apply it to my life? Or you can say, how does this affect my life? Or how does this affect how I live my life, right? The devil has a diet plan designed just for you. And he is ready to spoon feed you if necessary with his accusations, doubts, fears, and negative thinking, and all of his evil expressions. But when we submit to God, we resist the devil and he will flee from us. I caution you not to get stuck in a choice. Don't get stuck in your own choice. Make the decision to follow God's instructions, just as we have followed the instructions from the CDC, from healthcare professionals, and others. God knows more about what is happening than any of them. Choose God, choose his diet, and eat his word. Jeremiah didn't just read the word, he ate the word. And once he ate the word, he discovered its nutritional benefits of joy and rejoicing in his heart to be called by God's name. And he went, and he was able to go forth to speak the word to a rebellious and unrepentant people. There are many benefits of being on a nutritious spiritual diet, all right? My question to you today is, what foods are you consuming on a regular basis that may be contributing or weakening or even destroying your spiritual immune system? What foods are you consuming? Yes, we all want to be healthy, spiritually as well as physically. And we all want to do those things that cause us to continue to be spiritually healthy and well. And that means consuming a diet rich in the word of God. God's word needs to be eaten and digested to receive the full benefits of supporting and protecting our spiritual immune system. All right? Yes, we will be meeting you here very soon to continue our conversation with strategy number 2 in supporting your spiritual immune system. Have a great day.